Are the green and orange lights working?
Green.
Green, they're both working?
Yeah.
And what about the red light on the tape recorder?
That.
Yes, is that working?
Mm.
And what about the lights on the microphones? Do you want to come and have a look?
Yes, but no.
What's going on? Come on, let's go and see. There's a microphone. Can you see a green light on it?
No, see it.
Well, come here then.
In a minute? Yes.
You're coming?
Yeah.
You needn't bring that with you.
No. See a green light.
You can see a green light?
It's working.
It's working? And what about the other side? Can you see a green light on this microphone?
Not one, in a minute. That one.
Yes, and what about this one?
Jump.
A big jump. No, you mustn't climb up on furniture, Tom. You're going to fall.
That one.
What about this one? Look, is there a green light on this microphone?
Green light.
Can you see it? You get up here.
Yes.
Another one.
No.
So how many is that? Two?
Two ones?
Two microphones?
Mind.
Right, you're going to lie down and change your nappy. You lie down and keep an eye on that light for me. Come on, look, what can you see outside? What's on the washing line?
Washing,
it's a nice day, Mummy's done 3 loads of washing already.
Lucy,
you can if you look that way. Look, I can see Thomas's jumper. Can you see it, the blue and white stripy one? You've not worn that for a long, long time, have you? Because the weather's been so nice.
No. Shining it.
Pardon?
Shining.
It's shining. Look, when I saw it on the stool this morning, I thought we'd better get that washed because soon you might need thick jumpers.
Yes.
And Mummy's washed one of her jumpers and a thick cardigan.
Oh, sis.
Talking powder. Big tummy?
Your nips.
No. Big tummy, big nips.
Dress.
Who are you talking about?
Mix around.
Mix around.
Chip shop, McDonald's, and the chips, the tea. Should mix around.
Orange mixture round and round, and then you're talking about McDonald's and chips.
Yeah.
Do you remember last night going to the vets with Purdy?
Mm.
And what did the vet say to you?
No, pull her tail. That room.
Dark room, naughty boys. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And he opened that door, didn't he? It was dark. And that's where he puts boys who upset pussycats.
Oh dear.
Yes, by squealing at her as well, because that frightens her. If that vet heard that you'd done that to Purdy, you'd be in that dark room, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So you're not going to pull a tail, are you? You're going to be nice to her.
No, sorry, Purdy.
Sorry, Purdy, that's right.
Oh, Dave.
She's outside at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah. Better now.
She's better now, yes. Well, she wasn't really poorly, Thomas, but when we go on holiday, Purdy's got to go to a hotel for pussycats.
Oh, the postman too.
And the postman too? Well, right, is he coming?
Yeah, Thomas' house.
He's coming to Thomas's house?
Yeah.
And so that Purdy can go in a special hotel for pussycats, she's got to have injections, and she has them every year.
Yeah. Yes.
So we went to make sure that everything was all right.
All right.
Because we wanted...
There was Tally here. Daddy, Tally.
Daddy carried the basket into the vets, but you helped, didn't you? You cuddled the basket and said, oh, birdie, you all right?
Yeah.
Because you were worried about her, weren't you?
Yeah, chocolates.
Chocolates? Can you see some chocolates?
Lampshade.
You bumped your head on the lampshade, weren't you? You just stood up. Lie down a minute longer, please.
Big willy.
Have you got a big willy?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you think so?
Big tummy.
My big tummy? Well, you know why you've got a big tummy. What's in your tummy?
Little willy.
No, what's in your tummy? What have you had for breakfast?
Chips.
No, you had Rice Krispies.
Krispies.
With milk.
Juice.
You had orange juice.
Lemon jelly.
You had toast with Marmite.
Yeah.
And then you had an apple.
Yeah.
That was for breakfast, and then it's about 11 o'clock. You had a drink of milk, didn't you? You have a nice warm drink.
Big pole. Some big pole shot fire. Said warm drink.
Were you thinking about your book with Tom and Pippo? And after they'd been out for a walk and got really cold and wet and dirty, they came in, they each had a bath, and then they sat by the fire and had
warm drink.
A warm drink. And you had some warm milk this morning, didn't you? Was it nice?
Yes, I'm crying this week.
Pardon?
Crying. Oh. Crying.
Crying? Who's crying? Who's crying, darling?
Thomas.
Thomas is? Why is Thomas crying? Why is Thomas crying? What's the matter? I don't think you need to cry.
A runner.
Yes, you can see the green lights on the microphone. Right, so Piggott.
The postman.
I don't think it's the postman, it's a man delivering leaflets, isn't it?
Right, postman.
We're going to go for a walk fairly soon, aren't we? And we're going to post some letters. Would you like to help?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Mind it. Mind the street lamp and run it.
Yes, it's not a street lamp, but it's just an ordinary light in the house, isn't it? But yes, you must be careful not to stand up too high, otherwise you'll bump your head.
A big bump.
A big bump.
Ouch.
Ouch.
The sit-up broken it.
No sit-up broken it.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Well, a few minutes ago you fell off the coffee table, didn't you?
No sit-up broken it.
And you said no sit-up broken it.
Broken it.
And what did you do? Took your slipper and your sock off to have a look, didn't you? To check that you hadn't hurt your foot.
No.
What did you do yesterday when we were coming back from playgroup? Do you remember you got your foot stuck underneath your pushchair?
Joe and Becky in there.
Yes, Joe and Becky were with us, weren't they?
Yes, I got my shoe.
And you said you'd hurt your foot, but then when we got home, you couldn't remember which foot it was. I don't think you could have heard
that it. That one.
Was it that one?
It hurt.
It hurt?
Plaster. Oh.
You want a plaster? You don't need a plaster.
Yeah.
You don't need a plaster. You don't need a plaster. Hey.
Big tummy.
Who's got a big tummy? Stand up.
Daddy Roddy, big willy.
Daddy Rod's got a big willy.
Yeah.
Is that Isabel's daddy?
Daddy Rod.
You better be careful who you say that to. Haven't you?
Oh. Big hug.
Big hugs. Are we having a big hug? That's nice having a big hug with Mummy, isn't it?
More green light.
More green light. Right, let's get down now. There we are, that was a good boy. Was that a nice change?
Yeah.
When are you going to start using your potty brush, Thomas? You used to like using your potty. What's happened?
Wee-wee.
For wee-wees?
Yes.
But what's happened? You don't like using it now?
No.
Has something happened?
Oh dear.
No, don't touch that, Thomas. Oh, have you lost it down the back? No, don't, yes, now don't touch anything
over there. Down the back.
No, you mustn't touch the television. Stereo. The tape recorder or the video. Must you?
No,
we can't watch the television now.
Pippin.
Well, Mummy's going to start cleaning your shoes in a minute because we're going to Jonathan's party, aren't we, this afternoon? And you've got to have your outfit ironed and your shoes polished. Yes, of course.
This is in the box.
Are you going to come and watch?
Ouch! Mummy's head again.
You bumped your head again?
Oh,
dear, Thomas. Always bumping your head, aren't you? Are you playing with your telephone? Are you going to ring anybody up?
No.
No? No. You're not going to talk to anybody on the telephone?
No.
Oh.
I love Purdy.
Can you see Purdy outside?
I don't know, what's a busy day?
What's a busy day?
Where's a little bee?
Where have I been or where has Purdy been?
In the back garden.
Purdy's in the back garden, yes. You can see Purdy, can't you? And I've been here all morning, haven't I?
Yes, this morning.
And where's Daddy?
Upstairs.
Upstairs?
Yes.
And what's he doing upstairs?
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Is he poorly?
No.
No?
No, no better.
No better, no. He is poorly, Thomas. Otherwise he'd be at work, wouldn't he?
More poorly.
More poorly. Yes, he's been poorly now for 2 days, hasn't he? Well, he's been poorly for 4 days, but two of those were at the weekend. And he still went to work, didn't he? But he can't go now.
No, Thomas' house.
No, he's at Thomas's house now. Are you tired? Because you're putting my hair in your ear. That's always a sign you're tired. We're going to polish these shoes and iron your outfit, and then we'll go for a walk because it's really nice, isn't it?
What's Purdy doing now?
What's Purdy doing? Was she scratching herself with her back leg?
Yeah.
And then I think Mummy's going to go upstairs and wash her hair because I had a shower this morning, but it was very quick.
A shower.
A very quick shower, wasn't it?
Shower.
And then we'll have to get ready to go out. No. Thomas, be careful. You're hurting my neck.
Thank you so much, indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
Okay, darling. And what's happening later on when we've got to go to the dentist, hasn't she?
Not cry, Mummy.
I'll try not to cry, Thomas.
Daddy cried last week.
Daddy cried last week? I'll try not to cry, Thomas. I'll be a big brave girl. I'll think of you while I'm in the dentist's chair. So we're going to a party, and then as soon as we've left the party, poor Mummy's got to go to the dentist. So I better not have any sticky cakes or jelly, had I? Otherwise the dentist will know, won't he? Pardon? I can't hear you because you're sending your racing car over the table. It's making too much noise. What did you say?
Icing.
Icing? Icing, yes. Sticky cakes, they often have icing on top, don't they?
Icing, yes.
Especially birthday cakes.
Oh!
Are you pretending to blow a birthday cake out? I'm blowing the candles. Come here and sing the birthday song for me, please.
Oh!
Shall we sing it together? There's a little boy at playgroup yesterday, Max. He was two. Shall we sing it to Max? Oh no, let's sing it to Jonathan, because it's actually Jonathan's birthday today, isn't it? We might as well practice for this afternoon. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Jonathan. Happy birthday to you. Blow the candles and clap your hands, that's right. Right, shall we sing it again? Happy birthday to you. He's joining. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jonathan. Happy birthday to you. Is Thomas going to sing it on his own?
No.
No.
See it.
No, Thomas, you can see it from down here. Please don't climb your chairs, you're going to have an accident. Won't you?
What's this?
What's in the box? Oh, that's an empty box, isn't it? That's the box that's had the washing powder tablets in. We've got to go to the shops to buy some more. If you want to reach the other box down, Thomas, on the worktop, that's got your racing car in it, I think.
Racing car.
Two boxes, yes, they both look the same, don't they?
Two boxes.
I had to write a little shopping list, I think.
Oh, and a little... trains. Oh.
Trains. And the trains are in this box. Now you've got three empty washing tablet boxes.
Mind that one. Mind that one.
Mind that one and mind that one. Are you pushing those out of the way and saying mind that one and mind that one?
I'm building a bridge.
That's right, you're building the bridge on the train now, aren't you? I think it goes the other way, darling. Turn it round. That's it. That's a good boy. It's like doing a jigsaw, isn't it? Putting the bridge together.
Oh.
Well done. Now, what's we been writing on our shopping list? Tea, coffee. We need washing powder.
No!
More. You found the other piece of the bridge, have you? Washing powder.
Let me do it.
Yes, you can do it, darling. That's it. Oh, Ribena. You wanted some Ribena, didn't you? Black juice, blackcurrant juice.
Oh, dear.
And milk. Tea, coffee, washing powder, Ribena and milk. And those are all things that we forgot last night when we were in the supermarket.
Under the bridge.
The train's going down the bridge.
And going that way.
Over the bridge and down the hill, I should have said, shouldn't I? Did it go down backwards?
Up and down. Oh dear.
Can you hear Mummy buffing your shoes? Shining Thomas's shoes so you look a smart boy when we go out. Oh, what's that doing going underneath the bridge? Is it going through the tunnel?
Yeah. Oh dear. The floor.
Did it fall on the floor?
Yes, the floor.
Do you want to play with them here? On the floor?
The floor.
Next to Mummy?
No, the floor. Thomas Hyde.
Thomas Hyde?
Yeah.
Oh, I was enjoying watching you playing with them. Why are you hiding, Thomas?
Yes, hiding.
Why are you hiding?
It's like a table.
You're hiding beneath the table? Where are you hiding?
Table.
You're hiding something about a table, so I can't quite tell what you're telling me. But can't quite...
The table. I see it. Boo.
Boo, I can see you.
Boo.
Come and talk to me over here, Tom.
In a minute.
In a minute, all right.
You're a little bridge.
Yes, the bridge is here. Shall we put the bridge on the floor? There you are. And you can play on the floor next to Mummy, can't you?
Yeah. This is toast, Mummy.
Yes, of course, Mummy.
Okay, yep.
Floor. Where's the train? You've got three carriages. Where's the train? Here's the train.
Look.
Where's the train? Oh, Thomas, be careful.
Oh.
Now, come on, you're walking backwards. You're not looking where you're going. You're not hurt. You're just surprised that you fell over. Aren't you? Now, don't do it again. Oh, well, I've no sympathy. You just did that on purpose, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did. You're laughing now.
Ow! Oh, dear.
Thomas, don't throw.
Ow! Oh!
Don't throw those little wooden bricks. Hope you're not going to start being a naughty boy.
Ow! Oh.
Why don't you post them through the box?
No!
Post the shapes through the shape sorter.
No fit?
They do fit.
Yeah.
You should tell me when you've been a really clever boy and you've managed to post them through the right slot. Yes, they can go through the tunnel as well, can't they? Oh, look, that's good. Little Mum fits through the tunnel.
And the Mormon.
And Mormon. Two men fitting under the tunnel.
Oh, dear, yeah.
There's the train, look.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's driving very quickly, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, his shoes are taking some cleaning, Thomas.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, getting ratty.
Oh, no.
You sound ratty. What's the matter?
Oh, dear.
Is it because they keep coming apart?
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, no, yes.
Oh, yes.
It's a nuisance, isn't it?
Yeah.
It. Very clever, the way they've got magnets on them so they
stick
together. Whoops, the carriage has fallen over. Shall we tip it up?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, backwards.
It goes backwards as well. Back up over the bridge and down the other side.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, that carriage keeps tipping up, doesn't it?
Oh.
The green one, yes, the green carriage. I think that's a good swagon, isn't it? Because it's got space in it to put all sorts of things. What do you think they put in that train? Do you think they transport coal along the railway?
Yeah.
Something like coal?
Coal.
Coal. Or gravel. They could be taking gravel along the railway line in a big truck for Bob the Builder, couldn't they?
Yeah, I'm doing the boom. building.
Of the building, yes, he might want to do some work. And then one of his lorries could meet the train at the station and tip the gravel from the train into the lorry.
Yeah.
And take it back to Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
And he could use it to lay a new path or driveway for somebody, couldn't he?
Yeah. Of a little bridge.
Oh gosh, they go well on the kitchen floor, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whee! Whee! It went very fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
But really quickly.
Just going that way. I didn't think.
Going backwards? Oh dear, that didn't work quite so well, did it? The carriage just fell over. Have to roll it gently. Don't throw it, just roll it very gently.
No throw,
just, that's it, roll it gently onto the floor. Why don't we turn the bridge that way? And then see what happens when the carriage goes over the bridge and onto the kitchen floor. It goes a long way.
Let's
do it now, yes.
Oh dear. That way. Oh, that way.
Woohoo! It's going the wrong way, isn't it? It gets to the top of the hill and it's going backwards instead of forwards. It's going backwards into the dining room instead of forwards into the kitchen. We were on a train the other day and we travelled backwards on the way home, didn't we?
Yeah.
Went forwards on the way there, but we sat with seats facing the front on the way home and we travelled backwards.
Mum, I got it.
You've been on the train with Grandma and Grandad. You keep telling me you have, but I don't think you have. You've been to the station with Grandma and Grandad. They've taken you to the station to watch trains, haven't they? Mummy, Artemis, I can't polish your shoes anymore. I'll wear them out.
That's it, some more.
Look at those, aren't they shiny? You see your face in those?
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow.
Bye-bye,
darling. You're jumping.
Oh dear.
Oh no, what have you done?
Fell down.
You fell down again?
Yeah.
I don't think you better have anything to drink at this party, Thomas. You're falling down a lot already, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, your beautiful shiny shoes.
Shiny shoes.
No, Thomas, don't do that, please. I don't like it. You're going to make too much noise and wake Daddy up. No, don't do that. Daddy is asleep. Shh. Daddy's asleep. Why don't you bring some fish and try and catch some fish with your fishing rod? Like that, yes, but you don't hook the fire guard, Thomas. It's for hooking fish.
Oh, not yet.
Like that, it's a fishing rod.
Up and down.
And here's the fishing basket. Come through here. And let's see if you can use the rod to hook some fish out of there. Or even a net, you could use the net to try and catch some fish.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh dear.
Did it not work?
No, fall down.
Oh, fall down. Did it fall down?
Yeah.
Is it falling down? It fell down. Oh, you caught that one. That's That one jumped out of the net, didn't it?
The fishing rod.
Yes, you try the fishing rod.
That one.
That one.
Oh, I see the little boy. Oh, there.
White tape, because even though I've put some paper down, that's a little bit of polish on there, haven't we? There we are. It's all come off now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think while I've got the cloth in my hand, I better wipe your seat as well. You must not have wiped it after breakfast, I can't remember.
Fish.
More fish?
No.
Oh, you've only got two fish, haven't you?
No, I've got.
No, Thomas, please don't touch any furniture with a fishing rod. Or the wallpaper, because you'll damage it. Why don't you try and get the fish out of the box? Look, you've put them into the box. There you are. Try and take them out. In a minute.
This is.
There's no rush, is there?
No rush.
It is. Oh, you clever boy. See, that's very good, isn't it?
No, now, now.
Why don't you put them into that box once you've caught them?
Oh, no.
And we could go home and we could have them with chips and peas, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Fish, chips and peas.
Mummy.
That's what Mummy likes. Daddy and I had fish and chips and peas last week when you were staying at Grandma and Grandad's. Well, you've caught another fish. That's clever.
Do you know
the hook? You're having a job to get it off the hook? There's a lot of crumbs on your chair, Thomas.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. Toast crumbs and some cereal. Before we go for our walk, we need to pick up a lot of these toys, don't we? No, don't go in there, Thomas, please. Don't bang things with fishing rods, Thomas. They're for catching fish.
Banging.
No, you don't bang.
No, they want a big filly.
Has he?
Yeah.
Daddy Rod wouldn't be very happy if he saw Isabel banging something, would he?
No.
No, so I don't think you should bang anything.
Daddy Rod
wouldn't be happy, and your dad wouldn't be very happy because your daddy's trying to get some sleep upstairs.
Yeah.
Here we are, when it comes to lunchtime, you've got a nice clean seat to sit in. That's good, isn't it?
What's doing?
What's Thomas doing? Be careful. You've got to be careful with that hook. I know it's only plastic, but you've got to just be careful it doesn't catch you, Thomas. Especially in the eye and the face.
No.
If you banged yourself or anybody else, it would hurt very much, wouldn't it?
Yes. And it wouldn't be Tommy.
Why do you keep talking about Daddy and Rob's big tummy? I wouldn't care, but Rob's as thin as a rake, isn't he? Yeah. Rob's a very, very tall, thin man. No, Thomas, please don't bang on there.
Hey, nobody!
Thomas, Thomas, Daddy's sleeping. Thomas, Thomas, shh, Daddy's sleeping. Want it back? You've thrown the fishing rod through the banister, but you haven't bumped yourself. Just have a little padding, that's all. Haven't you?
Ouch!
Ouch!
No sit-up, broken it.
No sit-up, broken it? What is it you've broken?
Well...
Your leg?
Yeah,
oh, no. Dear, dear. That's all we need, Daddy in bed and you with a broken leg. You stuck?
Yes.
Do you want some help?
No. Some letters coming.
Some letters coming. Oh, right, you're going to play with your postbox?
No. Bringing me.
You're bringing me some letters? Thank you. You wait till Christmas this year, Thomas. You're going to be so excited. Because we get a lot of letters, a lot of cards. And I don't think you were really quite into postman this time last year, were you?
No.
So by Christmas, mind you, the novelty might have worn off by Christmas. We've still got a few months to go, haven't we?
Even with me.
Thank you, Papa. Oh, that's lovely. Are they all for me?
Yeah.
Oh, this one says urgent information inside. Do you think that means I better open it straight away?
Yeah.
Be... Oh, some more. Thank you. It might be very, very important, mightn't it?
Open it.
Let's put the postbox over, shall we?
Okay, box.
Are you ready? Let's put it there and then you can play it.
Ouch! Let me help.
Let me help. Well, I'll post this one. Look. Whoop. There we are. And Thomas can do this as well. Gosh. When we went to the vet yesterday, that was exciting, wasn't it? Because as we pulled up outside, the postman pulled up.
But
he got out of his van and what did he do?
Letters, is that?
That's right. He opened the letterbox and he got all the letters in his sack. And then do you remember that lady who got to the postbox just as he was driving off?
One letter.
That's right. She said, oh, can you take this letter? And he opened his car window, didn't he? And let her pass it through the window into his sack.
Postman Pat.
Is that who you think it was? Postman Pat?
Yes.
And Jess? You've got Jess upstairs, haven't you? Yeah. Black and white cat like Postman Pat's. And look outside.
Purdy.
That's Purdy. She's not black and white, is she?
Brown.
She's brown. She's called a tabby cat, Thomas.
Yes, a mark.
She's stripy.
Stripy.
Stripy. She's called tabby.
Tabby.
Grandma and Grandad have a black and white cat.
Tabby.
Yes.
Tabby.
Here's a fluffy cat. She's got lots of fluffy fur.
Yeah.
And it's got stripy markings.
Big tail.
Big tail. Oh yeah, she's got a beautiful big fluffy tail, hasn't she?
Big willy.
No, she hasn't got a big willy, Thomas.
Big tummy.
She's not got a big tummy. She's perfect. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh dear.
Oh, that's naughty. Why have you just tipped the chair up? Now get down. You're not to climb on furniture, that's naughty. Well, Thomas, stop it. I'm going to get very cross with you in a minute. Don't bang your head on the chair. To know why you're crying, and I'll have to tell him that you tipped the chair up. Listen. You've got to be a really good boy if you want to go to this party this afternoon. You do. You do, because they're not going to want a little boy then. He's not good, are they? They're not, Thomas. No, you're being silly now. Why don't you go and talk to Purdy?
No.
Oh, well. Oh, darling, come here. What have you done there? Did you bump yourself?
Yeah, I didn't know
what I did. Shall we go for a walk and get some nice fresh air? See some sun? You want to watch Pippin?
Yeah.
Oh, you always want to watch Pippin, don't you?
It's Thomas' house.
Thomas' house? What's this, Thomas?
A bike. And a wheel.
Oh, it has got wheels. What is it? A steering wheel, isn't it?
Round and round.
Round and round. What's it called? A sit and drive. Let's have a look at the box. This is a very belated second birthday present from your friends Molly and Francis Rose, and their mummy, Sarah. Is it?
Victoria!
Because they were supposed to be coming to your second birthday party. And one of them, and I can't remember which one now, yes, so the light's working, have you checked? And one of the girls was poorly, I can't remember whether it was Molly or Francis, and they couldn't go to the party. And they've been
Green light.
Is the green light working?
Yeah.
They've been several times to see us and we've never been in,
yeah,
have we? And Sarah caught us this morning. It says ideal for use at home or in the car.
This is that one.
Well, you're listening now, are you, to the tape? Thomas, it says a versatile sit and drive for use at home or in the car. Rear view plastic mirrors, indicator, gear level, speedometer, clicking steering wheel, ignition key and squeaky horn. I think that sounds absolutely fantastic. Don't you? Look. There you are, you can sit with it there. Like that. And you can drive like you're in Grandad's car. And you've got, that shows you how fast you're going, that's your indicator. There you are, turn the key, start the car up, and beep beep, get out of the way, beep beep. On the floor with it.
Yeah.
And some lovely wrapping paper there with teddy bears on it. I would imagine the girls chose the wrapping paper, wouldn't you? Look at that. Oh, that makes a lovely noise. Are you driving like you're doing Grandad's car? Whoopsie-daisy. Oh, fall down. But look. If you do that, if you put your feet, open your legs and put your feet across like that, and it holds it steady, doesn't it? Wow! Wow! What is it? A steering wheel. Where are you driving to, Thomas?
We're falling away.
Falling away? Where are you driving to?
Falling away.
Oh dear, the back of your bicycle's tipped up now. You're having a few problems, aren't you? Thomas, look, when you get in the car, you start the engine up, turn the key, you look in your mirrors to check everything's alright.
Go.
You indicate, look, that way you're turning right, that way you're turning left, that one you're setting off, and you check again in your mirrors, and off you go. Look, your speed starts slow, and then it gets quicker, 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 quicker. You can go 70 miles an hour. Where are you driving to, Thomas? Where are you driving to? Go to see Jake Jimmy?
No.
No? Where are you going? Are you going on the motorway to see Grandma or Grandad?
No.
Where are you going? Where are you travelling to? You're not going to tell me?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
And then
Michelle's house. You go to whose house?
And Michelle's house.
To whose?
And Michelle's house.
Whose house?
It's
Alan Hall. Alan Hall house. Oh, I'm going to go there to see Daddy on it. Going to Alan Hall where Daddy works.
Yeah.
It's a nice blue envelope. It says to Thomas. And I think Molly's written that. Molly's four, isn't she?
Mm.
I think she's written that. It looks like her handwriting.
Yeah.
So you can put that in your letterbox, can't you?
Yeah.
Or postbox. Oh, there's the telephone there. Can you see who it is? Sally on the phone, wasn't it?
No, not Isabel.
Not Isabel, no, it was Isabel's mummy, Sonia. She's going into hospital and we're on holiday, isn't she?
No, not Isabel.
No,
Daddy Rod,
no. No, Daddy Rod, no. Are you alright?
Yeah.
Do you think you need your nappy changing?
No.
No?
No.
No? I think you perhaps do, Thomas. You don't think you do?
Postman.
No, there's no postman now, is there?
Ray the postman.
Ray the postman. And I think he's been and gone now for the day.
Dimitra.
Dimitra?
Mm.
No, Dimitra's not coming. Why are you saying Dimitra? Because you've just seen the tape.
Whee! Open it! Can I go with you?
What are you doing, Thomas, now? What's Thomas doing? Climbing up somewhere you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? Yes?
Ooh.
Mm. I think that's quite funny. I think we could do with a nappy change, young man. Don't you?
Okay, Norman.
No, we'll do it downstairs. We won't come upstairs. Off the liquid soap dispenser, Tom. You know, after you've had a meal or been playing outside, you've done something dirty. We always wash your hands, don't we?
No.
But we'll use some liquid soap. No. So the bottle's empty and that's ready for throwing away now.
Yes.
Don't put it in your mouth, honey.
No.
Ooh, big boy. When we go shopping, we've got to buy some more wipes, haven't we? Will you remind me?
Yeah,
Thomas's, for Thomas. Oh, dear.
And your soap.
And your soap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your soap, next time.
Wash hands.
And money to me.
Is that best wet, Tom?
No.
Feels a little bit wet. You do, you feel wet. Oh, dear.
And just wash your hands.
Yes, so you have to have your hands washed once we've changed your nappy, don't we?
That funny noise.
It's a funny noise. It's a funny noise.
Listen.
Listen. I'm listening. It's sort of a rattling noise, isn't it? I think it's a little bit of water that's still inside the dispenser that's rattling when you're shaking it. Well, that's an empty bottle, but I've saved it because I thought when we go on holiday, we can take a little bit from the new bottle, put it into the old bottle, and we can take it with us rather than carrying a big heavy bottle. So that's what we're doing with it. Here we are. I think you're quite clean now, aren't you?
Look.
Going to have to change your vest. Oh yes, is there something coming out of it?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
No, I won't.
Goodness me, Thomasy Thomasy. Oh dear. There we are, that's a nice change, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
Big willy.
Got a big willy.
I see.
Yeah.
Have you all got a big willy? Oh dear. You better be careful who you say that to, I think, Thomas. You?
Yeah.
Whoops, Daisy.
You're falling over.
You were falling over then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Or fall down. You're very busy concentrating on that soap dispenser, aren't you?
Coming off? Yeah.
There we are, we'll soon have a nice clean boy again, won't we?
Yep. That funny noise.
It's a funny noise. You shake things at music time, don't you? Rattles and things like that. Are you going to sing Postman Pat to me?
No.
No? Oh, alright. What about something from Bang a Drum Time? What about the marching song?
No.
No?
Yep.
You don't fancy... No, lie still, please. You don't fancy singing to me?
No.
We know a different marching song now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We are soldiers marching along. I still prefer the old one, don't you? Marching, marching, marching together. Marching together.
Indeed, I sound dead.
Oh, a stick of candy, yes, that's another nice one, isn't it? Just stay where you are a second, I'm going to get a clean vest.
It's candy.
I know what you're saying. Hoppity hop, go to the shop to buy a stick of candy. One for you, one for me, and one for Sister Sandy.
Happy in the shop, Sandy. One of you, one of me, one of Sister Sandy.
One of you, one of me, one of Sister Sandy. It's very clever. Hippity hop, go to the shop to buy a stick of candy. One for you, one for me, and one for Sister Sandy.
That's it.
Right, who are you going to sing it again?
Postman Pat, Postman Pat. For the Postman Pat, please wait, start. Even on his day, got a bit naked up.
You're singing Postman Pat now, aren't you? Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat in his black and white hat. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, reaches for the
sack.
Right, stand up, please. Everybody knows it's Brian's
Rubber. Dimitra coming now.
Dimitra's coming now? No, she's not. It's a car like Dimitra's. Grandma and Grandad are going to buy a car like that, aren't they? I don't know what colour, it's a car like Dimitra's.
It's a brown.
A brown one? Right, yeah. So you've got to get down now.
Really? Oh, ooh.
I don't think they're going a brown car, are they, Thomas?
A Paul Thomas.
Paul Thomas? Why, what have you done?
Bumped my feet.
You bumped your feet?
Yeah.
Poor Thomas. Oh, poor Thomas.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's all right. That's your shorts.
So much deed.
So much deed.
Thanks.
Okay.